It's always a pleasure to come back to say shiurim here. The Rav, and thank you once again to the Platt Mishpacha. The only thing is I have to correct Seth, is that Brian was my Talmud even before Bergenfeld, so this really goes back. We go back way, way more than those years. So I thought we'd try to learn a sugya today that focuses about one split second in time, and that's the split second of Chatzos on Erev Pesach. What exactly happened in Chatzos, all the different transformations, all the different halachas that revolve around that very unique moment of Chatzos and Erev Pesach. So the sugi begins on the Hamad Al Masechas Pesachim with the Gemara, the comments on the Pesach in Parshas Bo. We just read yesterday, Achbi Amarishon Tashbisos Omer Batechem, that there's a mitzvah hashbos, so you have to remove one's chometz on Yom HaRishon. So the Gemara is quick to tell us that Tashabah explains to us that Yom HaRishon doesn't refer to the first day of Pesach, rather it refers to Erev Pesach. The Gemara has a whole series of different Makairis how to understand that. The Pashas HaDvarim is like the Rambam writes in his Akdama to Perish HaMishnayis, that this is what we call the Perish HaMakubah Misinai, that Chazal knew from day one. It was in the Sar Yishpi Pish HaMesh Rabbeinu that Achbi HaRishon refers to Erev Pesach. And they had drushes, there are things within the Tosh Mechsa that are Muslim to this idea, but there is Kuliyam Lapling, there was never a Shah, never a Machloikis, that the day after Remove Chometz is an Erev Pesach. Then the Tosh Mechsa tells us that Ach is Chilek, Ach splits up the day into half, so therefore the Mitzvah Tashbisu has something to do with the Zman of Chatzoy. So that's the starting point of Pesachim Davhei, that Yom HaRishon doesn't mean first day of Pesach. Ach teaches us it means Erev Pesach on halfway through the day at Chatzos. The question is, what exactly does that mean? Is Chatzos the time when you begin to do the Mitzvah Tashbisu? Was Chatzos the time that you end doing the Mitzvah Tashbisu? So that's a major machlokes of Rishonim, how to understand what is that pivotal moment of Chatzos all about. What exactly happens at Chatzos? Is Chatzos when the Mitzvah begins to kick in? Or is Chatzos basically when the Mitzvah begins to wind down? So Rashi, in the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, in a couple of places, understood that the Mitzvah Tashbisu is primarily before Chatzos. That's the Lashon of Rambam as well. The Rambam begins by days in the Chometz HaMatzah. Mitzvah Zeste LaHashbis HaChometz Kodim Chatzos, that the primary Mitzvah Tashbisu is before Chatzos. Maybe it continues after Chatzos, maybe it doesn't. That's not clear in the Rambam. But for sure, the Ika Mitzvah of Tashbisu so is Dafka before Chatzos. And Tosfos and Pesachim that Dal and Beis disagrees, and Tosfos says the exact opposite is true, that Tashbisu is not before Chatzos, forget that once Chatzos comes, that's the Mechayev, that starts out the Tashbisu. Anything you do before Chatzos is Dvar Betalim, that's not considered to be a mitzvah Tashbisu. Maybe there are other reasons to remove your chametz before Chatzos, but that's not Tashbisu, says Tosfos. So for the starting point of the sugya is, everybody agrees that the pivotal moment is Chatzos, but it's not clear whether, like Rashi and Rambam say, that's dafka before Chatzos, or like Tosfos says, that's dafka after Chatzos. This machlokes and Rishonim is not just a machlokes in terms of when the mitzvah starts, but this machlokes really defines the very essence of what the mitzvah Tashbisu is all about. Based on the starting point of Rashi against Tosfos, each one comes up with a very, very different vision, a very, very different image as to what Tashbisu is all about. There is a Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, a very famous Gemara in the Daf Daf Beis, where the Gemara says that midereis and mibitl b'yal masagi, that min haTorah it's not necessary to do bedikas chametz. The whole first Mishnah in Pesachim, the whole first 10 blad in Pesachim, that speak about orle abos abaykes the chametz d'aranair. So the Gemara is very clear that that is only min derabbanan. Min haTorah you don't have to do bedikas chametz altogether. Min haTorah you could solve the whole world's problems by just doing midereis and bitl b'yal masagi. This would be mevato the chametz. So the question is, what does that mean? Where does that come from? What is the word bitl all about? So Rashi, on the spot in Talmud Beis, quotes the Targum Unkelus on the Pasuk of Tashbisa from Yesterday's Kriyas HaTorah, where the Targum says, Tashbisa means Tevatlon. So Rashi still learns Pshat, that when the Gemara says, Bidereis Bitl Yamasagi, that means that Bitl Chometz is a kiyum of the mitzvah Tashbisu. That's exactly, that is what Tashbisu is. That is Hainuach with what Tashbisu is. And Tosfos on the spot takes issue with Rashi. Tosfos on Dalam Bey says that's not true. That Bitl Chometz is not a mitzvah Tashbisu Bechlau. What Bitl Chometz is a circumvention of the mitzvah of Bayerovei Motzeh. It's a way of avoiding the Isur Mevoni Chometz and Pesach. Because when you Mevalta your Chometz, that is the halach equivalent to being Mafkir your Chometz. Once you Mafkir the Chometz isn't yours. If it's not yours, then Shachot Yetarev Atarosh Alecherim. Just as you're allowed to have a Goy's Chometz in your house in Pesach, you're allowed to have Hektish's Chometz in your house in Pesach, you're allowed to have a Chometz Shel Hefker in your house in Pesach as well. But according to Tosfos, that is bechlal not tashbisu. That has absolutely nothing to do with tashbisu. What is tashbisu, says Tosfos? Tashbisu means ayadei maisa, some kind of a physical destruction of one's chametz. What is the method of physical destruction? That's what Tosfos references the Mishnah on Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph from Maseches Pesachim, in the second parak, a machlekes Rabbi Yudin de Chachamim. What method of physical destruction do you have to do? According to the Chacham Hashpasasim Bechol Davar, you can remove the chametz in any way you want. And Rabbi Yehuda has a chiddush, as a learns out from Noisar, that it has to be davka edei sreifa. So Tosfos learns pshat that machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is everybody is agreeing that there's a mitzvah of destroying chametz. Everyone agrees that tashbisu means physical destruction. And the machlekes that the Tanaim was, is there a specific method that the Torah is insisting upon? But says Tosfos, that has nothing to do with bittul. Bittul is a legamri, a different parasha. Bittul has nothing to do with tashbisu. Bittul is a way to avoid any violation, any surah by Ravei Motze. So we have two major machlokes now between Rashi and Tosfos about the mitzvah of tashbisu. We have a machlokes about when is the mitzvah of tashbisu, and we have a machlokes what is the mitzvah of tashbisu. So these two machlokes are not just coincidental. These two machlokes are mamamish tali zeh bezeh. The Gemara says in Pesachim that Vavam Beis that bittul chametz cannot take place after Zman Yisuro. Once the chametz is asur b'hanoah, which minatora we'll see as we go on, minatora that probably takes place at the time of Chatzos. So once the chametz has reached the point of Zman Yisuro, midrabanan it's Zman Yisuro even a little bit before, even an hour before. Once the chametz has reached the point of Zman Yisuro, so then bittul chametz is not an option anymore. Bittul will not be taken. We'll see in a moment why that is true. But that's a given. Not everybody agrees that bittul can take place after the chametz already becomes asur. So therefore, according to Rashi, you have to start to connect the dots. If Rashi holds that tashbisu is bittul, that's based on the Targum, that's taich, that's what the word tashbisu means, it means bittul, so then obviously the mitzvah of tashbisu has to be before chatzos. It would be impossible for Rashi to learn that tashbisu could be after chatzos, because it would be impossible to perform bittul at that point. So Rashi's putting all the pieces of the puzzle together. Because the Gemara says, in Pesachim Davav, you can't be mevatel chametz after the Zman HaYisr. And because Rashi holds that tashbisu is translated to mean bittul, so put two and two together, obviously, according to Rashi, tashbisu must precede chatzos rather than follow chatzos. It's only Tosfos who learned that tashbisu is not bittul, that tashbisu is tevarun, is a loshen beer, either sreif or shmasas b'chol davar. So then Tosfos was free to learn that tashbisu could be whatever you want. It could be either before or after chatzos. So Tosfos thought it's more mistaber, that should be after chatzos. So therefore Tosfos had the option of learning of tashbisu being after chatzos. But according to Rashi, that wasn't even on the radar screen. It was an absolute impossibility, because Rashi holds tashbisu is bittul, and bittul clearly cannot be after chatzos. Why is it that bittul can't be after chatzos? This is the driving force. This is the engine that's driving Rashi Shita, this Gemara in the Seches Pesachim Davav. Why is it that it's impossible for bittul to take place after chatzos? Why is that something that Chazal saw was impossible? So the Gemara relates this to the famous statement that shnei dvarim ena b'shusa shalodom, v'son akosu kilu hei b'shusam. The Gemara says that if you think about it, so nobody should ever be over by Ravei Matzei, because in order to be over by Ravei Matzei, you have to own the chametz, and you don't own the chametz. The chametz is asur b'hana, so presumably you don't own the chametz. So if you don't own the chametz, so why are you over by Ravei Matzei? So it's a quirk, it's a chiddush haTorah, that even though you don't really own it, asur kosav kilu b'shusay, the Torah makes believe like it's yours. The Gemara gives another mosh like bor b'shus harabim. Person digs a hole in the middle of the street, an animal falls in and breaks its leg. So why do I have to pay for it? It's not my hole. I don't know. It's b'shus harabim. It's not mine. So you're right. It's not yours. But the Torah is mechadish balaboy yishalem, that even though al pi dinim mamon is according to chayshim mishpat, it's not really yours. But in terms of this chiddush haTorah of bay ravei motz, the chiddush haTorah balaboy yishalem, but in terms of all other aspects of dinim mamonis, chametz bepesach, chametz achas bani suro doesn't belong to you. So if it doesn't belong to you, what shach to be mevatel? How can you be mevatel it? How can it be mafkir? How can you create a chalais in something if it doesn't belong to you? So therefore, it's impossible for bittul chametz to take effect once this bani suro comes in, and that's of course what gets Rashi and Tosfos, each one going down their own respective way in terms of when exactly what and when tashbisu is all about. Just derech agav, why does the Gemara assume that because chametz is also banor, therefore it's impossible that it can belong to you? Is that true? Just because something is also about not automatically it's not yours, like Mecha Taisa, that's true. So that's a big, big machlekes in Rishonim. There's a machlekes, the Raivin and the Ritva, in the third pack of Masechet Sukkah, whether there's bailus on Isuri Hanam. So the Ritva quotes in the Sugya of Esrik Shel Orla, to Andafa Lamed Hei. So the Ritva quotes a Raivin that says that anytime something is also about not, it's automatically not called yours. You can't own by, you can't have bailus, you can't own an item that's also about not. And the Ritva disagrees with Basas Mehechatesim. Why can't you own it? It's also about not. Not allowed to use it. Nisav Hetron, you're a day, it's also about not. Why does your day impact on Chayshim Mishpat? So according to the Ravid, I understand the Gemara Pesachim very easily. The Gemara says that Shnei Dvam Eina B'Shusha Shaladam, it mamish doesn't belong to you. If it doesn't belong to you, you shouldn't be over by Ravim Matzeh. So you need a Chiddush HaTorah that you're over. But according to the Ritva, that you do own Yisuri HaNoah, so why should this be a problem? What's shot in the Gemara that Eina B'Shusha Shaladam? So the Ketzais in Simon Tavav has a famous beer where the Ketzais says that even though Yisuri HaNoah do belong to you, B'Dasa Ritva, They're in the category of what's called an halacha shalova eina b'shusay. The Gemara says that if I own something and somebody steals it from me, so I can't be machdish it anymore. Why? It's still mine. It still belongs to me. It wasn't coined it yet. So why can't I be machdish it? Because it's eina b'shusay shaladam. Because it's machlekes and rishonim. Why that is? But the tzais is going with das the balamor in the fourth parak of Bavakama, that once something is not in your physical control anymore, once I'm not calling the shots anymore, I'm not in the driver's seat, so that's called Eina B'Shusa Shaladam. Once something is Shalov Eina B'Shusa, you can't create Chaloisim anymore. You can't be Machtish, you can't be Mafgrid, etc. So that's what the Ketzais and Simon Tavav explains. That's what Isur Hanah are also. Now, once something is also Hanah, so then you're not in control anymore. The Rabban Shalom is tying your hands down. The same way that the Gazlan is tying your hands, he took physically the Chafetz away from you, so now you're not in control. So once you're not in control, you can't be Machdishit, you can't be Mafgirit. So too, when the Torah takes it away from you, the Rosh Hashanah took it away from you, so by making it us about not, it's called Eina B'Shusa Shaladim. So again, that's a Shaila in the Rishonim as to why exactly Chometz, quote unquote, doesn't belong to you. Does it mamish not belong to you like the Ravid Shita in Hilchas Esrik Shel Orla? It's mamish not called Lochem. Or it does belong to you, but it's not called B'Shuso, and that in and of itself would have been a way to prevent you from violating by Rav Matzah. But at the end of the day, where all the dust settles, you're over by Rav Matzah, it's a Chiddush HaTorah, so it's also Kilei B'Shuso. So getting back to that story in terms of the Machloikis, Rashi and Taitis, this running Machloikis, what exactly is Tashbisu? So the two Shailas of Tolis Zebizeh, what is Tashbisu and when is Tashbisu? So this impacts on every Erev Pesach. What do we do exactly? How is Erev Pesach playing out for us? What are we accomplishing in Erev Pesach and what are we not accomplishing in Erev Pesach? So according to Rashi, when we get up and we're Mevatel HaChometz, so when we're doing everything before the Zman HaIsur, so this is Gevaldit. So we're being Yaitzit, the Mitzvah Deraisiv Tashbisu, according to Rashi. What about according to Tosfos? So according to Tosfos, we're being Mevatel HaChometz, that's not Tashbisu. Tashbisu requires a physical destruction of the Chometz. So why are we doing Bittul? Because with the Deraisiv Bittul B'Amasagi, we want to make sure that we don't violate by Rav Matzeh. So we're circumventing the Isurim by Rav Matzeh. So when is Tashbisu according to Tosfos? When you burn your Chometz, so according to the Chum, when you throw it into the river, when you physically dispose of your Chometz, after Chatzos, that then and only then is the mitzvah Tashbisu. So none of us ever do that. We're not supposed to do that. The Mishnah says in Maseches Pesach, when the first parak Sarfim B'Tchila Sheish, you're supposed to burn the Chometz at the beginning of the sixth hour. The Ramah has a Chumrah. The Ramah says we try to burn our Chometz even before that for technical reasons. But Me'ikar Adin, Chazal described, that Sarfim B'Tchila Sheish. So if you're burning B'Tchila Sheish, that's an hour before Chatzos. So according to the Tosfos, you're never going to be Yotzei Tashbisu. That's exactly right. That Chazal instituted that nobody should ever be Yotzei Tashbisu. Chazal were concerned that if you let people dray around and hold on to their chametz until after Chatzos, they're going to end up forgetting, they're going to end up eating the chametz, all kind of terrible things are going to happen. So therefore, Midrabanan, Chazal instituted that you have to be Sarfim B'Tchila Sheish. So in effect, what comes out is that according to Tosfos, we never ever get Tashbisu, unless the guy forgot. The guy woke up 3 o'clock in the afternoon, forgot to get rid of his chametz, so he's going to be Yotzei Mitzvah Tashbisu. But the rest of Klal Yisrael are never going to be Yotzei Tashbisu. What right did the Chacham have to take away the Mitzvah Tashbisu from us? So according to Tosfos, in effect, they did away with the Mitzvah Tashbisu. So this is a throwback to the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, Neftzadik, when the Gemara says that Yesh Koch B'Yad Chachamim, Laka Dov Me'atoy B'Shev El Tase, that the Chachamim don't have a right to tell us to do an Aveira. They can't tell you to be Mechal Shabbos, they can't tell you to eat Reif, but what they can do is, if they feel that there's a Tzorech, they can tell you not to be Mekayim a Mitzvah B'Shev El Tase, which they did. They tell us not to blow Shofar on Shabbos, not to shake a Luvin Shabbos, not to put in Tfilin Yantav Sheni. They do a lot of times that we don't do mitzvahs, B'Shev El Tase, Tasa, that's perfectly okay. So that's what probably happened here also. That Chazal saw that it's too risky, too dangerous to let people hold on to their chametz. So therefore, Sof B'tchila Sheish, which is an effect.
Is it really
Sheva Tasa
when you're taking, doing the positive action to burn it?
Right, so the Pashas Advarim is that. Right, so that's Pashas Advarim that's called Sheva Tasa. There is a Machlekes Acharonim about, which is probably the things that we're showing them also, about whether Sheva Tasa and Kumba Seis is defined by action, active versus passive, or Aseis versus Lavim. So if you take the approach that it's always called Sheva Tasa, even though it's, even as long as it's a mitzvah essay, even though it's being done, the Kumba Seis, so then it wouldn't be a problem. But even if you take the other approach here, it's before there's Zman HaMitzvah already, so I'm not really, there's nothing wrong with what I'm doing. So Lamais, I'm getting rid of my Chavis, Kum Chatzais, I don't have anything to do. So Akopad, according to Tosis, it's a little bit strange, but that's Lamais what's happening, that's based on the principle of Yeshkoch Miachav Lacha Domine Torah, the Sheva Tasa. The only possible glitch in this is a sheet of the Taz. The Taz has a comment in Nuchas Rosh Hashanah where the Taz writes, the Yesh Koach Be'acham Lacha Dovin HaTorah only means that they can temporarily, time-wise, but they can put a little bit of a limitation on the mitzvah. Say, L'mashal, Chazal never told us never to blow shofar. They told us don't blow shofar every couple of years. They never told us never to shake a lulav. They said don't shake a lulav every couple of years. They never told us don't put on tefillin forever. They said don't put on tefillin a couple of days a year, all the other shenis of the year. But in terms of the Chazal wanted to be Eikra Mitzvah Legamrei, so the Taz claims that they would have no rishus to do, even though it's B'Sheva Ta'aseh. So the Mechaz Chinuch and Mitzvah Tess raises this question that according to this Taz, that's mamash what happens. Every Jew, every Arab base, according to Taisus, where we're Eikra the Mitzvah, nobody ever gets the Mitzvah of Tashbisu. So unless you argue, says the Mechaz Chinuch, that Tashbisu is less than the regular Mitzvahs, because nobody told you to have Chametz in the first place. Let's say a guy would decide, he's never going to buy Chametz. He's allergic to wheat. He never has Chametz the entire year. So if a guy doesn't have chametz the entire year, so he's mechuyev to go buy chametz and do tashbisa. When it comes to the mitzvah of shofar, lulav, tefillin, every Jew is mechuyev, every male is mechuyev to do these mitzvahs. So Chazal can't come and take a eraser and cross a whole mitzvah out of the Torah. But when it comes to tashbisa, so big deal. So they cross the mitzvah out of the Torah. The Torah doesn't care what you do it anyway. The mitzvah is for those people who have chametz. If you don't have any chametz, you don't have any chametz. It's not your problem. So maybe this wouldn't be a violation of that principle of the Taz.
Even without the Tachanos Chachamim, how does Tosfos
you mean you wonder what happened in the world deraisa, in the perfect world deraisa? So what are you supposed to do? So there's a big machlek, we're going to talk about that in a moment, whether by Rav Matzah actually begins at Chatzos, Tashbisu starts at Chatzos. But even if you hold it by Rav Matzah starts at Chatzos, there are Steve's and Rashi about this, but even if you hold it by Rav Matzah starts at Chatzos, Tosfos in Psachim and Chavtes claims that the Isser by Rabbi Motzei is only violated when you're not Masha Chobos HaMelas Lava'aro. That if you're planning on burning it, or the Chazanish tones down the Tais a little bit and says that you're actively planning it. Your mom's in the middle of getting ready to burn it. You're getting your fire, getting your sticks together. You're trying to figure out where to make a fire. So that's not called by Rabbi Motzei. That's the whole process of Tashbi. So that's not considered to be a violation by Rabbi Motzei. So in the world there, Isa, we could have conceived that after Chatzais, everyone gets moving, starts to surfing, besof sheish. That's what should have happened. So Midrabanan, they didn't like that whole picture. So therefore, Midrabanan, they upped it up a little bit. So Chopanu, we have a running Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. What Tashbisu is, when Tashbisu is, how it plays out. According to Rashi, we do Tashbisu all the time, but Bit Muhammad pre Chatzais. According to Taisus, in effect, we never get around to doing Tashbisu.
More or less got rid of Yibum in favor of Chalitza.
So that's also a question. Is that really called getting rid of it legamrei? They may have also left the possibility of sometimes doing Yibum open, even Bizman Hazeh, that's a possibility. And there are other factors involved, because the Torah itself gives you two options in effect. So even though we pass the mitzvah Yibum Kedemes, I mean, the Torah mitzvah Yibum Kedemes, but the Torah itself does give you the option of Lozi Achmetz Ish, and then Chazal, at least the Chachmei Ashkenaz Paskin, the Chazal basically knocked Yibum out of the box. This Machlaikis Rashi and Tosfos, it started as a Machlaikis as to when the mitzvah is, and then spilled over as to what the mitzvah is. So there may be something deeper to this as well. The Mechaz Chinuch in that mitzvah, it's a Tassel Tashbisu. So the Mechaz Chinuch raises a Lomdash Shaila. What's the nature of the mitzvah Tashbisu altogether? Is Tashbisu one of those mitzvahs that one fulfills Bekumba Asay? There's an action that you're supposed to do to fulfill Tashbisu. Was Tashbisu one of those mitzvahs? It's almost like fasting on Yom Kippur. I didn't eat, so b'meila I got a mitzvah. Or let's say shavisa and Shabbos and Yom Tov. I didn't do malacha, so b'meila I got a mitzvah b'shev al dasa. So what is tashbisu? Tashbisu, a physical, some kind of an action that the Torah requires, or is it something that I sit back, I don't do anything, and by the mere fact that I don't have chametz in my rishos, that is the full-fledged bits of tashbisu. So the Tzidduch raises the shaila, and he raises a couple of interesting nafkaminas. Let's say, l'moshel, the guy is standing there, he's about to throw his chametz into the fire, and somebody else bowls him over and grabs his chametz and throws it into the fire. So normally, if you steal a person's mitzvah, there's a din mitzvah, you have to pay 10 zehuvim. So can I take the guy to a din Torah? He stole my mitzvah tashbisu. So Mechaz Chinuch says, depends. If you hold that the mitzvah tashbisu is a maisa mitzvah, so then you mamish beat the guy if he stole his mitzvah, you have to pay him the kinas. But if you hold that the mitzvah is that the chametz should be mushpos from you, that at the end of the day, when Pesach comes, you should be free of chametz. So what's the difference? Whether I put the chametz in the fire, Yenim put the chametz in the fire, it doesn't make a difference. Let's say you have nafkaminas. Let's say I'm standing with my kid. So I want to give my kid to throw some of the chametz into the fire. So if my child's over by mitzvah, I can make him as a shliach. I can make him a shliach to throw the chametz in. What if he's under by mitzvah? So if you hold that there's a mamash, a maisa mitzvah of tashbisu, so then it's then maybe I shouldn't give it to my child, then it'll be mevatel the mitzvah, it's not going to relate to me. But if you hold like the other tzad of Mechaz Chinuch, that the mitzvah is that the chametz should be mushbas, there's no maisa mitzvah. Who cares what I do? He does it. The monkey throws it into the fire. Well, it doesn't matter what happens. As long as at the end of the day, there's no chametz. So that's the mitzvah. There's nothing to worry about. So the Mechaz Chinuch has a Chiddush Gadol. He throws out this chakir, and then he has a Chiddush Gadol. He says he thinks that's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. We started off by saying that according to Rashi, the mitzvah of tashbisu was before chatzos, and according to Tosfos, the mitzvah of tashbisu was after chatzos. So the Mechaz Chinuch says, no, he doesn't think we're right. He thinks that everybody agrees the mitzvah is basically chatzos. The mitzvah kicks in at chatzos. That's the zman. That's when the clock strikes 12. Is this? That's mamash when one, depending on whether you change the clock or not. That's when the mitzvah of tashbisu is. So why is it that Tosfos says that you have to do tashbisu after chatzos? Because Tosfos held that tashbisu is fundamentally a mitzvah smaiseh. So it's a mitzvah maiseh, so there's a zman ha-mitzvah. So the zman ha-mitzvah starts at chatzos. So if a person's going to do the tashbisu before chatzos, that's like blowing shofar for shoshonim. You're going to shake a lulav before sukkahs. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is well, higiyah ha-zman, so then you have to start doing the mitzvah at the point of higiyah ha-zman shel ha-mitzvah. According to Rashi, of course everything revolves around chatzos. There's no mitzvah to do tashbisu at 9 o'clock in the morning. The mitzvah of tashbisu is at chatzos. The only thing is that according to Rashi, tashbisu means that the chometz should be mushpos l'cha at the time of chatzos. So you have to make sure to make all the preparations beforehand. So one of the preparations, bittul. So since Rashi holds that bittul is tashbisu, and bittul is dafka before chatzos, so you have to mevatel your chometz before chatzos. So when you mevatel your chometz at 11 o'clock in the morning, you aren't yaitzim mitzvah yet. You sit around 20 your thumbs, and now kum chatzos, when the clock strikes 12, that's when you get brownie points. That's when you get credit for the mitzvah. So before the Mechaz Chinuch, we thought that the mitzvah was kaidim chatzos. That's the zman ha-mitzvah. So Mechaz Chinuch says, no, everybody agrees the mitzvah is chatzos. It's just that Rashi holds that the nature of the mitzvah is the chametz should be mushbas. So we mainly have to take care of it before chatzos. So again, according to Tosfos, everything is after chatzos. According to Rashi, conventional wisdom, it's before chatzos. According to Mechaz Chinuch, even according to Rashi, everything is basically fundamentally lom this happening at chatzos. What about according to those Rishonim who say that the mitzvah is before chatzos, does it disappear after chatzos? Once chatzos comes, it's no longer mitzvah tashbisu? Or do I say that it started before and now it continues? So that's unclear in the Rambam. So there is a famous Rambam in Paragaflach and Gimelach, where the Rambam writes that if a person violates by Rovei Matzah, usually you don't get Malkus, because it's a lav she'ein by ma'isa. You didn't do an action. You sit around. You didn't sell my chametz. So that's called a lav she'ein by ma'isa. You don't get malchus. But the Rambam writes, what if you went ahead and did a ma'isa? So you made a dough on Pesach. You went to the store and you bought the bread on Pesach. So then that you violated the Yisra Yidei ma'isa. So you're going to be chayav malchus. So all the Achredim jump on the Rambam and say, wait a second, you should be potter from by Rovei Matzah even Yidei ma'isa, because it's a lav nitach le'yaseh. There's another klal in the end of Maseches Machis that if a person violates a lav and you have the ability to rectify that lav by doing an essay, so then you don't get malchus for that. So Machlokes Rashi, what's two opinions, where that came from? Is that just a svar b'yalma that exerts a kosa? But whatever it is, a lav nitikli essay is part of a malchus. So all the achredim jump in the Rambam and say, even if you made a dough on Pesach, even if you bought chametz in Pesach, you should still be potter because it's a lav nitikli essay of tashbisu. I violated by Rovei Matzah, so quickly get rid of it. It's a lav nitach li'asef tashbisu. It's like the Heishas HaGzeila. that I stole, I'm not chayiv malchus because it's a nitach le'essay of returning the gezeila. So Taka Tosis writes that way. Tosis himself in a few places in the second bracket, the ninth bracket, Tosis writes that you're not chayiv malchus on for bayirah because it's nitach le'essay. So the question is, why does the Rambam disagree? Why does the Rambam hold that the only point there for bayirah ve'matzei for malchus is lav she'ein b'maiseh, opening himself up to the possibility that if you did it Aydei Maisi, it would be Chai Malchus. A lot of Teirutzim to this kasha. So Mechaschinich has a Teretz, the famous Reb Chaim has a Teretz, everyone has what to say about this. So the simplest Mahalach to this Teretz is to say that the Rambam holds this type of no mitzvah tashbis, we have the chatzos, which is exactly what the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes, mitzvah esei lahashpes achabitz kaidim chatzos. The Rambam uses that phrase, kaidim chatzos. So all the Acharonim assume what the Rambam meant was, kaidim chatzos, it begins, then it continues through the duration of Pesach. Whereas according to the simple reading of the Rambam, it's until chatzos, that's it, finished, ad kan v'lo yoseh. That you have to get rid of chometz, you have to chatzos also, not to violate by Rav Motzei, but the mitzvah tashbis, Mamish blue. You messed it up. Achviyam Rishon Tashbiso. He's supposed to do it before Chatzos. So if that's true in the Rambam, then the question of the Achram does get off the ground. So the Neid Bihuda quotes somebody who said such a Svara. The Neid Bihuda didn't like it. He brings a rias from Rambams that you can argue with one way or the other. The Neid Bihuda didn't think this Teretz was correct. He was Oymer Lekach. He quotes it. The Shail of the Neid Bihuda had such a Mahalach. And the Neid Bihuda rejects it immediately. But one could say this Pshat in the Rambam. It's Nithan Le'amer, this Pshat in the Rambam again. But again, the regular conventional wisdom is not like this. Chayim, Chasidim, regulars don't say that way. But if you just read Mamash Pritzak and Mashmo the Rambam, it sounds a little bit like that way.
If you're going the conventional way, what does the Gemara mean when it says Achal Chalek? Achal Chalek sounds like whatever the mitzvah is only for half the day.
No, Achal Chalek means that's a question. Even according to the Rambam, it could be that the mitzvah changes a little bit. That before Chatzos, you don't have to go run at 8 o'clock in the morning to do it. You can wait till 9 o'clock, wait till 10 o'clock. But once Chatzos comes, then it becomes almost like an Isser essay. Then every moment, according to some Achronim, that every moment counts. So the mitzvah may change a little bit, that something happens to Chatzos, even according to the Rambam, but it's not that there's no mitzvah after Chatzos. If you hold what we're suggesting, but that's the Rambam, it's Achal Chalek, it's Mamash Pshuto Kemashmoh, the Mamash ends at the time of Chatzos. When we say that Chatzos is the pivotal moment in terms of Tashbisu, one way or the other, the question is, does this play out in terms of by Rav Matzei? So the Gemara never says explicitly whether one is over by Rav Matzei at Chatzos, maybe only the mitzvah of Tashbis was Chatzos, maybe by Rav Matzei doesn't start until the night. So that's a big machlekes of Rishonim. So Rashi in two places seems to be saying to himself, Rashi in Bava Kama, but the Gemara says that Shnei Devam in B'shusha Shalom, Asana Kashkum B'shusan, so Rashi writes, a son of Kosakil Mishusan, Lav or Aleim, Liacha, Rav Shos, Bavai Rav Emotzi. So Rashi writes Beferish, that's by Rav Emotzi. But Rashi and the Samach Gimelim Sochim doesn't sound that way exactly. So that's a Machlaikis, seems to be two different understandings within Rashi itself. Within the other Rishonim, so there's a Machlaikis, the Rambam and the Raivid about this. The Rambam sounds pretty clear that you are over by Rav Emotzi already after Chatzos, and the Raivid disagrees. The Raivid says Shivas Kyom Siv, the Raivid says Shtei Beferish, Shivas Yomim. So if it's. You can tell me Ribuyim from today till tomorrow, Achmi Amarishon, that Tashbisu is an Erev Pesach, but when it comes to Bayer Matzah, it's taking the Chumash. Shivas Yom begin. Teski Chavim. So is there any Nafkamin Ladin? At the end of the day, you can't be walking around your house and have Chametz sitting around in the afternoon. So is there any Nafkamin, whether it's just a bit of Tashbisu, it's an essay, whether it's a lav also. So there may be enough Gemina Ladina in terms of Chomish Ova Pesach. The Gemara says in Pesachim and Chavtes that the reason why Chomish Ova Pesach is also with the Rabbanah is a Knas because you're violated by Ravei Matzeh. So what would it then be if a person wasn't really over by Ravei Matzeh? So the Yehuda has a tshuva about the wild case that there was a fellow who was very, very sick and he forgot, no one ever took care of selling his Chomish, getting rid of his Chomish. And then he died in Erev Pesach in the afternoon. After Chatzos, before Tzeis Kichob, before Shkia, he died that afternoon. And then all of a sudden, a week later, after Pesach, everyone realized, Gevalt, what happened? Nobody got rid of the chometz. There was apparently a lot of schnapps, expensive stuff. So the shayla, that was the shayla. A couple of bagels they would have thrown out, but it was expensive shayla. So they want to know, is that chometz called chometz Avlov of Pesach or not? So the shayla was presented to the Nei Yehuda. So the Yehuda is mefalpa with this tekuta. He says that chometz Avlov of Pesach is only a knas for violating by Rav Motzei. We don't find the knas was instituted because he didn't do tashbisu. The knas was because he violated the yisra by Rav Motzei. So the question is, did anybody really over by Rav Motzei? So it could be that the children, the Yoshim, never really were Yerish. So this is a throwback to whether Yisra and Noah or even Nitin Tirusha not, whether it's Mammon, whether it belongs to the person, doesn't belong to the person, the Cheshem Mishpat. So it could be that nobody really owned this Chometz on Pesach. But the problem is this Chayla owned the Chometz on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. The fact that he was a chayli, he was anus, he was unconscious, with a komura, so that probably doesn't make a difference. The knas of chamesh lo pesach was probably across the board, even bein mishek and bein be'ainis. So the question is, did this chayla ever violate by Rabbi Motzei? So the Yudah said, some achlekes, the Rambam derived. According to the Rambam, he violated, according to one shot in Rashi, he violated by Rabbi Motzei. So once there was a violation by Rabbi Motzei, even in the afternoon, that's enough for the knas to kick in. But we go like the Raivid, that she was young, ksiv, so there was no by Rabbi Motzei, because the person died once he's dead. So Mason Chofshi, you can't violate by Rabbi Motzei when you're dead. So nobody really owned the chametz on Pesach, so maybe the chametz would be mutter banos. So that's the whole truth in the Nevi'udah about that very strange scenario, strange application of that shaila. I'll get back to that story. So we know that chatzos is pivotal in terms of the ownership of chametz. Does chatzos play a role in terms of the issue of eating chametz or not? So that's also a whole sugya. And the Gemara quotes machlekes we read in Rabbi Shimon about if a person eats chametz in the afternoon on Erev Pesach, what are the ramifications of that? So Rabbi Yehuda holds that chametz kadim zmano after chatzos until shkia until tzeis. So Rabbi Yehuda says you chayev malchus, you're not chayev koris for it. You chayev malchus. What's the makor? It says lo soichel alav chometz. What's the alav going on? The alav refers to the shchitas hakorban. Since the zman shchitas hakorban pesach is after chatzos, lemaisa they didn't shecht korban pesach until hours later. And even on Erev Pesach, Shchalas Erev Shabbos, when they were like this year, where they were shechted very, very early, but they still waited till after Mincha Gedolah. They still had to wait a couple of minutes, but Midaraisa, you could shecht the mamash a split second after Chatzos. So at that split second after Chatzos, the Yudah says, L'seich lav chobitz kicks in, even bizman hazeh, there's no Korban Pesach. Still, there's an issa deraisa, an issa b'fenayatzma of eating chometz, without an issa kores, but an issa lav with malchus, eating chometz after chatzos. And Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says that's bechlal, not what the pasuk's talking about. So there's a machlekes, Rabbi Shimon, and whether we follow Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon on this. If you hold like the Rambam, that you pass like Rabbi Yehuda, then the discussion's over, then nichay malchus and finished. But what if you hold like Rabbi Shimon? If you hold like Rabbi Shimon, like many Rishonim, like Tosfos, many Rishonim held that we pass like Rabbi Shimon on this one, so then what is the status of eating chametz after chatzos? If it's not a law, if it's not chayim halkus, so what is it? Is there anything wrong with it? So that was a big machlekes of Rishonim within the view of Rabbi Shimon. Again, half the Rishonim say we don't follow Rabbi Shimon, but within the half of the Rishonim, we're held like Rabbi Shimon, there's a further breakdown of the Rishonim. What exactly did Rabbi Shimon say? So Tosfos has a chiddush in the Pesach of Daf Kaf Ches, where Tosfos writes that Rabbi Shimon agrees that there's an issa deraisa involved in eating chametz at Erev Pesach in the afternoon. What is the issa deraisa? The issa is tashbisu. What's for tashbisu? So this is Tosfos l'shitasam. Tosfos held that tashbisu means a maisa hashbas, so you have to physically destroy the chametz. So Tosfos writes the word l'hashbis means to destroy. It doesn't mean to eat. Eating is not destroying. Eating is enjoying. Eating is eating chametz. That's not called hashbasa. Hashbasa means shalom b'derech achila. And Tosfos is also a shittosim because Tosfos holds the mitzvah of tashbis was dafke after chatzos. So Tosfos says, if you eat chametz after chatzos and Erev Pesach, you're not over a lav, according to Rishim. There's no malchus, but you're in violation of the iser esay of tashbis. So you were supposed to burn the chametz, supposed to throw it into the river, according to the chachamim. You went ahead and you ate it. That's called hashbas. That's called achilasa. That's not called hashbasasai. You created a scenario that you were mevatel the mitzvah bekum v'asay. That's an iser esay of tashbis. So according to Tosfos, there's a new iser on the map. We never heard of this iser. The Gemara doesn't speak about this iser, but Tosfos says it must be. This is the driving force according to Rabbi Shimon. This is why you can't eat chametz or pesach in the afternoon because of this iser esay called tashbis. So other Rishonim never heard of this iser. Other Rishonim, according to Rabbi Shimon, if there's no lav, so you're not going to make up an iser yesh meyayin. So what is the status of eating chametz in the afternoon of Pesach? So the Balamor writes the exact opposite of Tosfos. The Balamor writes, not only is there no iser, but it's the greatest thing in the world to eat chametz in Erev Pesach after Chatzos, according to Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because that's Tashbisu. It says, Ein l'chosh b'sasa gadol mizu. So we know, you know, I know it happens here, so I know in America, you put a couple of Shiva guys in charge of making a fire. It's a disaster. Yeah, nobody can ever figure out how to burn the chametz. Somebody always comes and wraps up a bagel in aluminum foil. It takes a week and a half for it to burn. It sits in the fire for the whole day, and you take it out. It's toasted bagel. Mamash, it's not, it's very, very hard to burn chametz. So the Balamor says the best way to burn chametz is to eat the chametz. It's not coming back. If you eat it, it's gone. Finish it. It's mushpas legami min ha'olam. So the Balamor says that ein lecha hashbasa gadol mizu. Says later acharein and pilpul with this Balamor, there's a rashash in Maseches Pesachim that says that when you burn chametz, so you have to burn it with eitzim. It's a drasha from Nisa, because Rabbi Yehuda learned that from Nisa. So you have to make sure to throw some wood in. That's why people throw a little bit of wood, throw a little lulav into the aravas, into the fire. So you yaitz it after that sheet of the rashash. That's not the reason why they do it, but that's also you get that cue. That's why they give out the wooden spoon in the B'digas chametz. So you can yaitz a little bit of ala eitzim ba'esh. So the Charedim ask a kasha, quote the Balamor, have you yaitzeh the sreif as a chometz by eating it, where the yaitzim? So some Acharonim say, I don't know whether this is a Purim Torah or Pesach Torah, some Acharonim say, ki adam eitzeh sodeh. Very, very strange application of that possible. Whatever it is. But Levi said the Balamor didn't ask the kasha, didn't give the terence. So the Balamor says that ein lecha shmasa gedele mizel. So therefore, min ha-Torah, you should take in chometz. Everyone should be encouraged to eat chometz.
You make a bracha?
Yeah, you make a bracha b'yo chometz. Yeah, you sit down, have a piece of pizza, have a bagel, you make a bracha. Shekin yishav tzavzal b'yo chometz. So how come... After Chatzos, before Chatzos, it's a waste of time. Balmor says after Chatzos, but that would be the mitzvah deraisa according to Balmor. But Lemaisa Chazal didn't say to do that because the Mishnah does say so from Chilu Sheish. So the answer is Chazal didn't want us to do it. It's too dangerous. Guy's going to forget. He's going to leave the chametz till the night. A lot of things are going to go wrong with it. But the Balmor says, but Lu Yitzuya, Balmor seems to write it's Lemaisa. He writes that we would never encourage a person to do this. But Imtim Shalom, a person Daka forgot and he realizes at 3 o'clock in the afternoon that there's a chametz there. So the Balmor writes, you should eat it. Not only Minat Torah. He sounds like even with Rabban, you're allowed to eat it. He says the whole Mishnah that talks about Sarfim Bedalit, Sarfim Behei, Neichlin, and Toilin, the whole Sugis of Rabban, that's what's supposed to happen. For a normal guy, he's supposed to do that. But the guy who didn't get around to doing that, he forgot. He wakes up 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he realizes he has a bagel. He should eat the bagel. Well, that's the best thing to do. Nobody follows this. Going to Rami Chaim Malkus for that. Going to the Nisa Derais to do that. So the Maisa, nobody really does this. But according to the Balamor, that's what the Bikaron, that's what happened. That's when the Balamor says that there's a famous Gemara that appears in a few places in Pesachim, a Makadish B'Shei Shal. So the person is Makadish Anisha with Chometz. So the Gemara is saying Chesh L'Kedushin. That's the ultimate case of Makadish B'Sirehno. The Mishnah says that Makadish B'Sirehno is a Kedushin Taifsin. So the Gemara says, Afil B'Chidit Kurdanaisa. That's the Machlis Rashta, that's what the word that means. But the Gemara says, a Makadish with Chometz, Le'acha Shei Shals, B'Chil Shal Sheish, even the Gemara says, Ein Chesh L'Kedushin. So the Balamor says that statement in the Gemara Shalai Kalocha. He says that was Rav who made that statement, and Rav happens to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. There's a Nisar Achilas Chometz Erpes in the afternoon. Therefore, there's a Nisar Ano. But we who paskin Rabbi Shimon like the Balamor, we hold the Makadish Chometz B'Shei Shalos Taka Chayshli Kedushim. So in Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer's Kedushim, that's quoted as the Yeshayimim. That maybe Ken Zayin that elects time of somebody's Makadish Yishim with a bagel at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We're not going to encourage people to eat bagels, but we're going to be matter nation's dish li'alma. Maybe the Balmor is right. So maybe we don't know. We know not so simple. Not so posh what the din would be. Hopefully it's not going to happen. But that's not so posh. So Kol Banim, we have Machlekes and Rishonim. What's the status of the fellows eating chametz in the afternoon? So according to the Rambam, Paschal Zechariah Yehuda, Yibam Shchayev Malkut, it's a Nisa Deraisa. According to Tosfos, it's a Nisa Deraisa, albeit a Nisa Asay if Tashbisu, but it's not a lav. According to Balmor, it's Mamma Nalis Mutter, it's Mamma Shemitza Mitza Deraisa of Tashbisu, Kabeg Abrachman. There is a Machlekes in the Acharonim about whether a woman is obligated in the midst of Tashbisu. A Vada woman can't eat chametz and Pesach. A Vada she can't be over by Rabbi Matzah. Those are lavim. But the mitzvah sesi of Tashbisu is not clear whether women are obligated. Because maybe one could argue that it's a mitzvah sesi she has mangrova. You can only do it a certain time of the year. So maybe women should be exempt from the mitzvah of Tashbisu. So most of the Acharonim assume that that's not true. Most of the Acharonim assume there's some drasha somewhere out there. We don't know what it is exactly. Some drasha, some gzera shava. The Shagasai said it's part of it. Another gzera shava. So I dug up Gemara Zimsochem that seem to have Makairis, again, not explicit in the Gemara, that women are probably chayovas in the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Some say it's kedechet to buy your rabbi matzah, kosher ainu to buy your rabbi matzah, all kind of different drashas. But again, it doesn't say it beferish anywhere in the Gemara whether women are chayovas in the mitzvah of Tashbisu. So my nafkamina, at the end of the day, they have to get rid of the chametz anyway, that's by Rabbi Matzah. So according to Tosfos, it can happen nafkamina, whether a woman maybe could eat chametz at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or Pesach. Because according to the Rambam, it's a lav. It's out of the question. According to the Balamor, even the men can eat chametz. But according to Tosfos, who says that you can't eat chametz min haTorah because it's an issur, it's a violation of the issur of Tashbisu, so maybe one can differentiate between a man and a woman. Maybe for if a man eats chametz, that's a disaster. That's issur asay of Tashbisu. If a woman eats chametz, no. Not if you find a bagel, unless you want to hold it to Balamor, let your wife eat the bagel. According to Tosfos, she can eat the bagel. If you hold that women have throws from Tashbisu. But again, it's a very shaky kula. We wouldn't want to recommend this kula because most of the Echmerim assume that women are probably chayavas in Tashbisu as well. Again, so a lot of exciting things are happening around the time of Chatzos. So Chatzos is definitely impacting on Tashbisu. We're just not sure how it's impacting. Rashi, Taisus, we're not sure exactly what's happening. The Chatzais may very well be impacting on Bayrav Matzei, according to some Rishonim, which in turn is going to impact on Chomet Lava Pesach. And Chatzais has a potentially serious impact on the Yisur of Achila. According to some Rishonim, it creates Mamash Alav with Malkus. According to other Rishonim, it creates an Yisur Rastik on Malamor. Creates an opportunity to be Yaitzid in Mitzah of Tashkisa. So there's no question when the clock strikes, whatever time it strikes. So there are a lot of exciting, there's very, very long Dishu day. I don't think there's any day of the year that says Lomdish is Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach has more Lomdish, more Torahs in Erev Pesach than you have. I always found it interesting that both Yom Kippur and Pesach, so there are more Torahs about Erev than there are about the Yontif itself. Everyone else, more Lomdish is found. So the Torah gave us this Gvaldika institution called Erev Pesach, and Erev Pesach, Chatzais and Erev Pesach. So that's where all the Torahs are found. So we try to give a little bit of Tipu Minayam, some of the Lomdish that's taking place in that moment.
According to Tosfos, it says that there's a connection between Tashbitu and Bayer and Bayer Matzah. Yeah. And then one that automatically means Bayer and Matzah.